Sydney's best breakfast. 2GB.
Now, the New South Wales justice system will now refer to no body, no parole laws as Lynn's Law after this terrible, terrible case that we know about in New South Wales involving a young mum taken away from her family and Chris Dawson, Lynn's former husband, who, of course, murdered her. We now know that because we've gone through an extensive court case. We also know that this case was cracked with the help of Hedley Thomas from the Australian newspaper and his fantastic podcast, The Teacher's Pet. Now, Lynn was murdered in 1982. Her body was never found. Her murder remained unsolved for 40 years. Chris Dawson was convicted in 2022. And her story led to sweeping changes in the New South Wales justice system with no body, no parole reform, ensuring offenders would never be granted parole if they refused to supply details of their victims' remains. In other words, where is Lynn? The reform was passed in October of 2022, and yesterday the upper house passed a motion agreeing to call the laws Lynn's Law, forever etching Lynn's legacy into the New South Wales justice system. And on the line right now, first of all, her brother, Greg Sims. Greg, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ben. How are you?
I'm good, mate. You wanted to say thank you to a few politicians in New South Wales.
Well, firstly, yes, I'd like to say thank you to Bev McNally and Damien Loon, who started the petition. And then the Perrottet government for actually getting the no body, no parole up in line with the rest of the states. But we weren't able to get it to made Lynn's Law because of a change of government, and I had to run around with the current government. And it was lucky that I was introduced to the Shooters, Fishers and Farmers Party, and they took it on board, and here we are.
Well done to Robert Borsak and the other Shooters and Fishers MPs. What does this mean to you to know that Lynn's Law is now in place?
Oh, mate, I'm going all tingly here. It's just a thing that we've been trying to get. And to quote my sister, she just said, "Our gratitude knows no bounds. The Lynn to be immortalised, remembered in this way." So it's just put the icing on the cake. We've had the new laws put in. Now it's known as Lynn's Law, and everyone can refer to it as that.
You know, I've got your mate Hedley Thomas on the other line. Do you want to say hello?
I could say hello to Hedley, yes.
Hedley, hello.
G'day, Ben. Hi, Greg.
Hi, mate. How are you?
Hedley, what does this mean to you, knowing that Lynn's Law is now in place?
Oh, look, it's a really good result for Greg and Marilyn and Pat and everybody who, you know, strived for Lynn over so many years. You know, the conviction was locked in at the end of August 2022, but for ages, Greg and Bev McNally, Damien Loon, the former detective, they were really pushing hard to get this done in honour of Lynn, and for it to be something very powerful for families who lose loved ones at the hands of killers, who then won't say where they're buried, where the bodies are. And having the law is remarkable, but then honouring Lynn with it is something else again.
And you know what, I don't know whether you'd be aware of this one, Hedley, but it's already being used here in New South Wales effectively. We had a case just recently, in fact, a serving New South Wales police officer accused of killing two men and then hiding their bodies. And when the detectives went in and spoke to that police officer at the correctional facility, they raised with him the fact that no body, no parole exists. So unless you give us the details, you're not going to get parole. Well, guess what? He coughed up the details and the police were able to recover the bodies of those two young men, Hedley.
So the law works.
The law works. And we want to say thank you again to you, mate, because this is a case that haunted us here in Sydney and in New South Wales for too many decades. If it wasn't for you, we know it wouldn't have been solved. So thank you so much, mate, and congratulations again.
Thank you, mate. Huge team effort.
Good on you, Hedley Thomas. And Greg, thank you so much, mate. I don't know how you've remained so patient for so many years.
Oh, we've just plodded along knowing that sooner or later something would give way. And luckily we've had some good people behind us, like yourself and other press members pushing it. and we finally got there. We have Lynn's Law.
Good on you, Greg. Love it to talk to you, mate. Our love to Marilyn, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Ben.
Thank you so much. There's Greg Sims, brother of Lynn. And I want to thank also Troy Grant, the former police minister in New South Wales, who heard a conversation about no body, no parole on the 2GB Drive show that I used to host. And he sent me a text saying, I want to know more about that in New South Wales. Troy, you got the ball rolling. We now have Lynn's Law.
For more of The Ben Fordham Show, watch live weekdays 5:30 till 9 a.m. on 2GB.com.